Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. You feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, and we're back at it again with the Lyrical Cypher radio show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say, sing, rap, whatever your talent is. You never know what you have to say, maybe exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to thank you all for being patient with me. I got tried and tested last week. Devil tried to get me through sickness, but I am making it. Sinuses was kicking my butt, hard to hear and hard to see. But I'm back. I can see, I can hear, and I'm good to go. I appreciate with all the patience and everybody just hanging in there with me. I appreciate the people who checked on me, made sure I was good. And I appreciate the people letting me know they missed the show. So I do want to let you guys know I do miss you guys, and I can't wait to rock out with you guys tonight. Again, this is China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you because you let me know that you're listening to the show. Also, big shout out to the Boom Boom Room, Illusions Team, the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show Team. I want to give a big shout out to one of my best friends in the whole world and also Illusions manager. That is Alicia Tyler, my sister in the building, most definitely. And indeed. And what we're going to do is slide out with the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I don't know what I'm going to roll with right now, but I want to rock with something real fun. And let's get it with some Desana Hanu. Just my imagination.
Yeah. He knows. Now I know. And you know. We all know. That he knows. Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghost. Why? Cause he knows. He knows. Yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead, do it then. Hold up. Who am I to try to teach a lesson to a group too familiar with the meaning of a blessing? Yeah. But you must understand, we all working for the same man, but we going by a different plan. Young preachers, and take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know. Nah. To take my Bible out and show it all for a show, but I wouldn't because he knows, I know, he knows. Yeah. The deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find. But it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark, soulfully beautiful. Sad to say, I had to say if. Cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, tick tocking too. You didn't find your spark, you're not alone. Cause somebody else is watching you. Talk about life, talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghost. Why? Cause he knows. He knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then. Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Hey. I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? She's boyfriend, baby daddy, turn husband. They grows, you're not alone, cause
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But here, make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm. Who? Is your question, but it really should be what is next? But you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for a firm or confirmation. Just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed. Trust me, you're not alone, cause somebody else is seeing this.
Let's talk about life, talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. What's the resolution? It's not a solution. But they don't know that to the mind, it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know a resolution limits you to a year. See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and it's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I help so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows.
He knows, I know, he knows.
Listen, that I lust over various emotions. Still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote, and if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows.
Yeah.
When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
I had to let you go, but but it's so damn hard. I try to walk away, even try running, cause it always brings you right back to you. Could it be your smile, your essence, the undefined ambiance of your presence, the sweet taste of honeydew from the bottom to the top of those succulent lips, keeping me begging for more and more and more of you. I gotta go. I can't fake it anymore. I've been waiting for the ball to drop. I'm so used to things falling apart into tiny pieces, and you've been everything I ever wanted, like the candy shells on Reese's Pieces. I never knew it was possible to encounter such emotions, causing my body to quiver, my hormones to shiver, my kitty cat to purr. With just one glance at your effervescence, metaphors can't describe what you do to me. Shocked and appalled at the feelings of mutual. Even deeper on your end, I make you what? So you say, my relaxed mental, my voluptuous physical, makes your body go what? Oh, okay, I understand. See, a secret is safe with me. See, now that's what I'm talking about. I got my 10 placed up ready to go. I keep praying, asking for a sign. Trying to move on, we part our ways. Missing sight of each other for days, months, or even years. Only to cross each other's paths once again, and the flame continues to burn. Burning even stronger than before, as passion arises, our souls connected. Breathtaking and amazing. Such feelings could exist, that every time we try to leave, something keeps pulling us back. A force field created by the powers that be. I have no control of the matter, and neither does he. So where do we go from here? Should we flee? Or let things be?
In my chamber of solitude, fasting, praying, practicing stillness. The present climate of your world led me to renunciation. No television, radio, or newspapers. Only uninterrupted focus upon realizing my creator has ordained a purpose for my being cannot be in vain. So I wait on the Lord to handpick me for the accomplishment of a will greater than my own. Vain attempts to live outside the box where any of my kindred rest. In a huddled misery, even now, as I approach the unknown, inner eye on the prize, the dream, the light of awakening to the fire shot up in my bones. I'm rising toward heaven, feels like I'm flying for a second, then warm, leaves over me. Through a field of screams, the sacred name flees from the mouths of everything that breathes. I must be reaching nirvana. The light is fading. The returning darkness has become a palatable life force, responding to my once irrelevant presence on the pulse. My environment has heart and is worthy to be praised for its contributions into the new me. I am chosen, have been given enough power to rewrite the course of history. I am aimed at a future, moving your world closer to the unity I am. Now resident in the temple of King, on a balcony in the city of eternal beauty, following his majesty into paradise. Somewhere it is written, life is a gamble, death is certain. Memories of your gamble play back once the curtain closes, the spotlight dims. None know what they will lead to remembrance. I remember him smiling, not at me, but in my direction. It was the smile of surrender and acceptance in a split second forever that was over before it began. Within my chamber,
chamber on the fourth morning in April in the 1968th year since the death of Christ. Another went to the cross, hairs giving me one shot at freedom. I took it and him passed the threshold of certainty. Part of me owes him thanks, part owes an apology. But what is a bullet to do when the purpose for which I be leaves me broken, confused, and free from the shell casing of my former self?
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the first round. I'm about to open up the shout-out lines and the open mic lines for anybody that wants to spit a little something. Also, if you have an event coming up, as we do, Saturday, July 30th, Illusions Open Mic Night featuring 13 of Nazareth. You got to be in the building. This is a phenomenal artist, spiritual artist, hip-hop artist, producer, spoken word artist, Arthur. You guys got to be in the building, man. I'm looking forward to this. And you actually just got a chance to hear a snippet of him. That was 13 and Nazareth, that very last track. So I hope you guys can check it out. The doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30. It'll be over 11. The show is only $10. And it's a discounted price for all open mic talent. So if you spit, you write, you dance, you rap, whatever your God-given talent is, you can do it for only $8 and rock out with the band as well. We'd love to have you guys in the building. We keep it clean. We keep it positive on this show and also at Illusions. So feel free tonight. Spit a little something. Let us know what you got going on so we can support you. And we're going to keep it pushing. All right. The first artist I'm going to call up, we got Truth in the building. What's up, Truth?
What's going on?
Not much. You ready to rock out?
Yeah, congratulations on your nomination.
What?
I said congratulations.
Oh, shoot. Congratulations on your nomination.
Oh, well, thank you quite well.
How you go? Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, everybody, please go to www.ganspaawards.com. We have been nominated. I have been nominated for the Rising Poet of the Year, the Female Poet of the Year, and also DeAndre Truth Heath has been nominated for the Rising Poet, Male Poet of the Year. So y'all please go out and vote. Just scroll down that list of the Ganspa Awards. We actually, they nominated us, and we'd love to have you guys just support us. Like we support you guys, we would love to have your support as well. All right. So, Truth, I know you got some fire for us. Let's get it.
Fire. Yeah, I got some fire. Okay. You ready?
Let's get it. I'm ready.
Okay. I'm not understanding. Questions before me. Life, people are dying in vain. So, these things are sanctity, not something insane. You see, symbolically, these things are simple. To the great things that we've been through in the past, so my life has continued to move too fast. The truth is unwinding and intertwined with greatness. This is meaningless for cleanness and not man's or faith. See, I continue to keep my eyes on the prize because I'm falling to great. Always understanding that I'm grateful and liveness for my cleanness, my life, this strife. This is the great things of the beginning of an end. You see, I got to understand that Jesus keeps me within. That's my stronghold, my strength, my salvation, my rock. This is the mountain I have. I hide behind, but the Chilumans can't find me. You see, I won't blow over, know where I fall, flat on my feet, anchored in the Lord. See, needing only one mic to set great stages on fire. Understand these are the things that keeps me higher. The wind beneath my wings are furring me with greatness, and see, they don't fall out, but continue to grow thicker as I fly higher in this life. This is no liar. Truth, a great man still, I'm flying greatly higher. Understand I'm loved and kind and greatness to me. be is the sword and shield, my helmet of salvation, my breastplate of righteousness. All those things that are peaceful within, and see, I'll continue to understand my life is still beginning. Life worthwhile living, truth, understanding, great man's of instructions, no dead man's corruption. And I am that man that you call the ethical, mythical truth. Rah.
See, I got you that time. That's what's up.
Rah. Yeah, you got me over the
truth. Big ups, truth. You keep me bugging, man.
Yeah,
all right, guys. Y'all want to hear, see him spit live at Illusions Saturday night, July 30th. Got to be in the building at the Arts Council in Kinston. Check it out, you guys. All right. So, got another artist on the mic. Let me give a big shout out. Let me make sure I got this right. Ill Will in the building.
Yo, what's up? What's up? There you go. China, how you doing?
What's up? I miss you, man.
Yeah, I miss you too, man. I got no excuses. I just miss you.
Oh, look, we got to connect. Indeed.
Sure enough. Sure enough.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm trying to cop some more CDs from you.
All right, I got you. I got you. I'm tired of saying I got you too. I'm looking at a whole stack right now, though.
Yeah, see, I've been talking about you. I've been passing. I gave mine, so I need one too.
Oh, okay. I keep them at the house. I don't know why I don't keep them in the car.
Oh, it's all good. I just want to know, are you coming back to Illusions anytime soon?
Oh, I'm coming back to Illusions. I'm gonna do my best to come next. What's today? The 30th. I'm doing my best to come the 30th. If not, I'm going to show my face or my voice somehow. Either way, I ain't going nowhere. I'm just around the corner.
All right, now. You going to spit a little song for us tonight?
Of course. Yeah, it's been a while. Let me see. This is something I wrote. It's fresh. I called it, the song was called "On Back," but instead of calling it "On Back," I just call it what it is, and I call it an overrated quote. So it goes, it was just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both filled with envy, philosophical thoughts. They're too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch it because faith tells me without a sign. It's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like that woman who can cook, do it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail, though. A blind man can even read this. You check the braille flow. I leave a mark. I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing no memories, all the places I'd rather be. See, everybody talking, procrastinating what they gonna do. Don't even speak your mind. I respect your grind, but see it through. Don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son. Speaking the code, count clicks, so this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We're losing soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back and I say, look what I made, hope that I stay. Say I don't pray, then they say it's because I ain't saved. Hold up, the mixture flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. No weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to. Ill Will.
You better get it.
Yeah. Illusions.
That's what's up. Ill Will in the building. We just played your track. He knows. You missed it.
Oh, man. I appreciate you so much.
That.
You know,
we got some more on deck.
Okay.
We got some more on deck for
you. Sure
thing. Indeed.
Sure thing.
All right, everybody. I got a 919 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China. I just want to give a shout out. 919-394.
Hey, what's up, man?
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. This is Vaughn from Goldsboro. I just calling in and listening to your show. I promise
right.
y'all going to listen to your show, so I had to call in.
All right, and you say your name again?
Vaughn.
Oh, Vaughn.
V-O-N-N.
What's
yes,
up,
ma'am. How
all
you
right.
doing?
That's what I'm talking about before.
All right, that's what's up. I was
building.
Just calling in. I've been listening in
right.
so far, and I'm enjoying what I hear. So I'm not going to spit
that's
nothing tonight.
Good.
I'm just go back to mute and listen.
Oh, it's all good. I got you. We just want to give a shout-out. Right. Cool. I got Jimmy in the building. J.D., Boom Boom Room, what's up?
All right. I want to give a shout-out to the 242, peoples over in the Bahamas. They have shown me so much love, sending me gifts and a whole lot of stuff.
That's what's up. All right. J.D. for the Boom Boom Room, you spitting something tonight?
They say Black Lives Matter. But black man first, we must look within ourselves and put the differences down within our own race. Every time I turn on the TV, it's a black-on-black crime. We never really take notice of what's happening to the black man unless it's happening outside of our race, a white man killing a black man. Then they change it from Black Lives Matter to All Lives Matter. So black man, we must find it within ourselves to take a chance and let a brother ride because he sports a different flag, a different color flag than yours. Because at the end of the day, we're all brothers. Then they won't have a chance to say All Lives Matter. So at the end of the day, you find yourself on your knees praying for all lives, whether it's black lives, white lives, or Spanish lives. Thank you.
That's what's up. We appreciate you, JD. And thanks for your continued support.
Okay.
All right, everybody. JD in the building. Boom, boom, room. All right, I got Michelle on the line. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, China. How you doing?
I'm doing a whole lot better. I was sick last week, you guys.
Oh.
I do appreciate you guys bearing with me.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you're on. I'm glad that you're doing, you're feeling a
Thank
lot
you.
Better.
Man,
it's good
the devil
to hear
was
from you.
Thank you. I miss all of y'all. Devil was trying to get my vision and my hearing at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't have no victory with that, so.
Oh, nah. Indeed.
And we're
what
gonna
you
keep
got
you in our prayers.
Tonight, lady? You said what?
I said we're going to definitely keep you in our prayers.
Thank you so much. What you got, lady? I need some inspiration.
Okay. I have one. Let me just read this one here. This
okay.
one is called I'm Inspired. I'm inspired to press my way through life's challenge and obstacles that is set before me. For I am determined to reach my goals, conquer my fears, while mustering the strength to face even the darkest and most dreadful task given. I am motivated to move ahead with my plan. No turning back now, I can sense my breakthrough is near. I am prepared to accept criticism and rejection along the way, for it's part of life, to accept even the bad with the good and grow from it. I'm not a failure. I've been knocked down many times in my day, but never knocked out. I am a survivor, and I will survive for the sake of my children. Death cannot hold me. Sickness will not stop me. Rejection has no block on me, yet faith sustains me. I will go forward because I have something to look forward to. And every now and then, I'll ponder on my past and say, it was well worth it because it brought me here today. And tomorrow will be a better day, for my faith declares it. So I wave my past goodbye. And to those who supported me along my journey, I say to you, it's a new beginning for a beautiful friendship. You will always be remembered. Thank you. I am inspired.
Say that. You better spit that poetry, shawty.
I am.
That's what I'm talking about.
I am.
I needed that. That was perfect. Won't he do it? All right, everybody. That was Michelle.
Amen.
Love you, girl. Amen. All right, let's get it with the second round of the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. But God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Thumbs always stick out. Born sinner, but who fought his dad? Like you missed a call for somebody important, but never called him back. Your friends turned into an arm and neck. I see him every year, but I'm at like you ain't here. What's the harm in that? Listen, right out the gate, he knew he was different, but couldn't explain it then, cause something else was missing. The confidence, he needed something to build, but didn't want to seem cocky, so he decided to share. The chillin' wasn't even an option anymore. The window of opportunity, he kicked the door still. Nice guys finished last, and that ain't changing. And if you really deserved it, then you ain't complaining. He started rapping, they said, what now? He said, I don't cuss, don't talk about guns, I don't follow crowds. But just for that, then nobody wouldn't listen. But his time was gonna come, cause all stars gotta glisten. Deep down he was hurt, turns back to the world. Wouldn't tell nobody he liked to rhyme, even his girl. But he knew it wouldn't last, he knew it wasn't worth it. So he decided to be different on purpose. Instead of the shortcut, he took the maze. When everybody got dreads, will he stay with the braids? If you follow the crowd, you worry about how tomorrow ends. So he made it his mission to never follow trends. It's been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, but that comes from the sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed a name easy to pick out, so they called him the sore thumb cause he stick out. He found the right path, all he had to do was take it, dream about making it, so he kept chasing it. Everyone started to see what he doing, successful at that, so they started pursuing. Every single thing they want goes first chance taken. Show them the definition of a real dream chaser. Hopping in the ring with anybody with the gloves, see the only positive rapper spitting in the club, still getting high praise. The ones that didn't like him showing up to the ciphers, even though they ain't invite him, but no, they won't fight him, cause he fight with his words. Spit poetry in motion, cause he fight with his verbs. If we on the same team, then nobody would defeat us. Everybody rock Jordans, but he stay with Adidas. To him, they were better, even cheaper for a salary. He said, no, it's about originality. Okay to be different, dare to be different, dare to be, dare to be, dare to be different. They love him and his music, can't you guys tell? Sore thumb, but he goes by ill will. Been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, but that comes from the sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed the name easy to pick out. So they called him a sore thumb, cause they stick out. Been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed the name.
There's a man in a Technicolor dream coat sitting on a street corner named Desire outside of a local laundromat. He has a cardboard sign that reads before and after, plays a banjo covered in superhero band-aids. His once full head of hair is now broken homes and bulimia, tatted rainforest along his cheek, eyes Caribbean blue, skin commercial beach. You would think him all of society's transgressions till you see him smile all Sunday choir robe clean. He speaks in staccato, lips like the Nicholas Brothers. The words he offers are a stormy weather dance scene, statements in syncopation to the fleeting optimism in my spirit. I want to give him a couple of dollars. He wants to give me a couple pieces of advice. I figure it's a fair trade. I've bartered my time for worse. I expect the story. What I get is a revelation. He asks what I do. I say that I'm a poet. He looks up at me with a sly grin, then gets up like Suleiman rising from the throne of a collapsing empire in Constantinople, plants Clarence Thomas and Marion Barry in front of me, looks me in the eyes, pulls a plastic flower from the noose holding his black pants up and hands it to me. Some say they want their roses while they can still smell them. But if it's fake, it's sort of like intention with no fruition, like a dream with no ambition. What good is appreciation if it's not real? But then again, sitcoms have laugh tracks. After enough episodes, do you wonder if you're really funny or feel confident knowing that there will always be laughter? His fingers dance, hands like Temptations and the Spinners. I watched David Ruffin try to keep the steps and knew his left forefinger had been broken before, like it had grown tired of the truth, the ability to point out mistakes. He reached into his coat pocket, put out an old watch, covered in forgotten currency, 14 karat with a broken jaw, sunburnt, hands stuck in an empty embrace. He handed it to me. We have all had our face cracked, embarrassed, ashamed, found ourselves out of energy, had our reputation tarnished by bad decisions, stuck in time unable to tell that things have changed, but we are made of valuable material, and twice a day we are perfect, so there's always hope. So I'm standing there, holding a false promise and a lost opportunity, with a look on my face as blank as Herman Cain's NAACP application, watching this old man laugh like juke joint scamps playing a junk band rendition of Ragtime in his belly. I'm so confused, yet so aware. I can't give them back, but I can. I didn't, but I did. He knows that, knows that it's too late for returns, no refunds or exchanges. These symbols have already been used. The composition was already being written. He turned and walked back to the bench, raised an alto in the air, saying, "I'll be right here. I'll be right here," in a sarcastic tone. And as I walked away, I realized he was just confirming our appointment for me to return with this poem, leaving me to debate which one of us actually wrote it.
Soaring with confidence. What's greater than one soaring over mountains of fear and leaping over walls of rejection, flying high above depression, seeking comfort and finding rest from those who know her best? Defining love, for love has no boundaries. Learning to adapt being alone initially. Life goes on and time do flies. She don't wish to say her farewells and goodbyes. Wrestling with her reflection, stumbling over her shadow, she came to grip with reality, finding peace within her soul. And so once again, she's back on track, feeling fabulous than ever, maintaining her stacks, her business, her home. Her children are not alone because she's making progress. They're blessed with more than what the world could ever offer, humbling herself before the feet of her father, praising. Isn't that amazing?
He loves me.
He loves me not.
He loves me not. He loves me.
Is like being uninvited to life. Is like being a wallflower watching happiness walk away with his wife through filthy windows of impossible, with my nose pressed ever so close to fingerprinted panes of lonely between me and the love that just only I see. Only me, shadowed in solitude, solemnly clinging to emotional exile, excluded exclusively. I abuse me abusively because love refuses to include me, left out. I am boxed in a caged dream, aborted by rejection, an arrested destiny, void of affection. Loveless, I am a homeless reflection of what happens when reality relocates your feelings. I've been evicted by love without my consent and forced into psychosis.
corners of vulnerability. Panicking and insecurity suffocate me, and I can't breathe under the pressure of nobody loving me. I mean nobody loving me. I mean nobody. No, nobody.
At first sight, with her I thought I would love her with all my might. You see, I wanted to walk for sandy beaches and hold her hand and understand that love would not be lost. Can't let the cost to be bought. I would have to wine and dine her to make her feel real special. Out of point of control, showing her that the ghetto is not the place that she has to be made old. Bring her out of the house, show her great things and understand that she could be loved also. She's not taking her virginhood, not taking her safe place, but understand this is the greatest thing that she could be made. Made for a great man's love, like blue doves flying from above. See, this is the wind beneath her wings that carries her greatly high within a great man's sky. Understand, see, it's clear. This is a great day, a brighter day to be in love. See, I enjoy the great set, the great satin of her steps, the great satin of her soul. See, her dress continue to sway to a great man's beat. Song and dance. Her hair is smooth like silk and skin smooth like caramel. Smells something like sweet, like a great man's robe. After each day, I wanted to get up and make sure that I can rise. You see, we're looking at each other's eyes, our brown eyes, and likewise, and otherwise, we'll understand that we're loving each other. Want to be together forever. Walk hand in hand on the great man's beaches. Understand, see, we won't beseech each other, but understand that we have to be together. Join with great men among greatness and let God guide us. Great man's footsteps. I understand that we gotta be loved. Love from above like a great man's dove. See, this is how we have to do it. Understand there's nothing to it. Knowing it and loving it and showing it. This is what we'll do. You see, together we'll love each other for eternity. We'll be together with a great man's entity. See, she's loving me, and I'm understanding that I have to guide her, love her, teach her, protect her. With holy matrimony, we hold hands and understand that this is bad man's, no last man's stand. See, I'm loving myself because I'm loving her. She's feeling me, smiling at me. She can trust in me that I guide her to the greatest heights of this world and that nothing happened to her. No harm or danger will come to her. See, we are very great kids and children, understand? See, we be more abundantly great for each other, understand? That we are love. Show love like great roses. The only rose in my garden, I got the flower and bloomer and grape. This is not fake, but see, we sitting upon a great cloud and smile. Today, everything is worthwhile living, not thus I'm wilding. But understand, this is the greatest reason to be alive. To be with love with someone is very special. Not just a four-letter word, but word of passion. Our great men understand this is not a stash. Not something that you take for granted, or not understanding, not a beat. Great man, see me for our own brains, and understand that our love will always grow, never fail, never fall by the wayside. This is not a junkyard statistic, but something that needs to be loved as we take the great walks and great heights, and understand that our love is always intuition.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the second round of the Lyrical Cypher. I'm actually going to open up the open mic lines and see who want to spit something tonight. All right. For everybody, that last track was Truth in the Building. So let me open up with Truth. What's up, Truth?
What's going on?
Not much. How you like that track?
Yeah, I like it.
That's what's up. Produced by Ill Will.
Yeah, that's my dog, Ill Will. Ill Nation in the building. Y'all, I was talking to him right before the show, man. Yeah, I'm about to get back in the studio. I'm about to do some more work, man. It's time to get real serious, yo.
That's what's up. Let's get it.
Okay. You see, I don't want to die of some dumb statistics. Leaving a mama, baby mama, or a child behind because I didn't understand where my life lies. You see, they call me Truth because I'm prophetic. See, I want to continue to pray that Jesus still. I don't want to be out there mingling in the streets, get shot down by some stray bullet, or counting up the cost to be some dumb man's fault. I just want to live happy, you know, be comfortable in my own house, understand that I can raise my family here. We don't have to duck and die in the ghetto and understand that these things are not for us. You see, my mind is strong, and I continue to keep myself. I don't want to say that theology, great man's no apologies, but I'll continue to choose hemology. I don't want to die in vain. You see, I don't want to die because I got a lot to live for. God's not ready for me to go. I've already proved that maybe two or three times. Escaping death, dead man's entity, his identifying identity was not for me. He was trying to bring me to a part of control of a dumb man's fatality. See, this is not a video game or something that you don't understand playing because I'm covered by the blood. Jesus got his hand on me. Nothing can stop me. Put me down. You see, I'm covered with these. This is strong, great man's blood, siphoning up something better. It's his blood that I'm covered in power in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray all the time, all day for great man's supplication. You see, I don't want to die in vain. Don't want to be some dumb statistic. I got to let my name live on. Want to read my own books, hear my own music. Understand, this came from me. Let kids check it out in the library. Understand what a greater man I become. This is what I will be. Great man's and no tragedy. Truth be told, my theology, hemology.
You better get a poet. Alright.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Let me check with JD, see if he want to spit a little something. What's up, JD? Just want to check in and make sure you want to spit something else. Are you good?
I'm good right now, China. I'm just enjoying the vibe.
That's what's up. All right, everybody. Okay, I got Michelle. I know you got something for us. What's up, lady?
Yeah, actually, I did. I came across this here that I've written. It's just more inspiration. It's called, well, I don't have a title for it, so let me just read it. Inspiring words always motivate and comfort the soul to think more logical concerning its path to succeed. However, no one should ever feel lost or out of place when it comes to making their own choices. You need confidence, not confusion. Although sometimes we do find ourselves leaning toward opinions, which in most cases can be discomforting. Learn to make your own rational decisions instead of depending on the opinions of others. And if you happen to make a mistake, learn from that and keep it going, but never be afraid of your own intellect.
You go, girl. All right, Michelle in the building. Well, keep it rocking. Y'all keep listening. Thanks, lady.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Anytime. All right. Got Carlos in the building. What's up, Carlos?
How you doing? I'm doing. I'm chilling. Guess what?
What's up?
I'm home. I'm in Carolina.
Are you
I'm in Florida. Yeah, I'm here right now.
Oh,
man.
My God.
I was hoping that you got something going on. I ain't got a chance to get up with you. I hope you got something going on this week.
Oh, yeah. We are actually, it's going to be the 30th. How long are you down here?
I'll be here till about the end of the month, man. You know what I mean? So, next week we'll come. And guess what? I was just happen to be out. I'm out and about when I forgot about the cipher. And I looked at my phone, JD hit me up. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing with me right now, so I ain't going to try to drop nothing tonight. I just wanted to holler. You heard me? I just wanted to.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, we got to link up, most definitely.
Yeah, I got all my shit with me, though. You heard me? My bad. I'm just happy to be here because I brought my stuff with me. You know what I mean? I got all my stuff with me, so I want to make sure I link up. I want to make sure we link up. And,
okay, I'm actually going to hit you up after the show.
That's what's up.
I had to check in.
Show some love, man.
That's
yo,
what's up. We got
DMX,
what you really want.
All right, I'm here, though. Go ahead. Do your thing, girl.
All right. Y'all got me feeling motivated. I'm so glad I'm feeling so much better. Devil trying to get me. But I'm much better now. Thank God I'm feeling better. All right. Thanks for bearing with me, you guys, from last week. But we back in effect. Keep me in prayer, you guys. All right, next artist. I'm going to check in with some Ill Will.
What's up?
I can't say it like you said.
Of course. Well, as long as you get close. If you try, you did it.
I'm working on
Believe.
It.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You got something else for us? Or you just vibing?
I'm vibing. I just want to say, you know, China, I still appreciate everything that you do, you know, even the things you go through. Of course, there's people looking up to you. You know, sometimes you don't look at it like that. You're like, man, I got stuff to do. I'm going through things. But, you know, people look up to you. Sometimes they look, lean on you to see if things are going to go right. I know sometimes there's pressure, but sometimes for some people, that's something that we take ourselves. And I just want to say, you know, with everything going on, you know, the main answer is always love. Like, won't have love, won't have anything. Love for someone
That's
to
right.
look out for them, to spread a word for them, support them. Just anything. Love is just always the answer for me now. That's just what I'm just going to always keep pushing. You know, I just I love you, China, and, you know, and I just really support
you
in everything you do.
Amen, man. I appreciate you. Like, we always be in tune. I've been speaking the same thing for a minute and about love, and it's so true. And we got to. And it is a lot of pressure. But a lot of people, you know, they don't see that I'm human. You know, and I was sick, but you should have seen the emails and text messages I got just because I couldn't do a lyrical cipher. And I could barely see in here, but I was still trying to respond. But I had so many people upset with me because I couldn't do it. But I'm like, you have to realize I wasn't able. And I'm still human.
Yeah.
And what about saying how you doing instead of spazzing out on me?
Yeah,
I got a lot of that last week.
You don't realize it right there.
I know you don't
really
do that.
No.
But I got a lot of that last week. Yeah, it really hurt my feelings.
But
all I could do was pray.
Realize it right there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Amen.
Indeed.
No, you got it.
Oh, it's already
you got
done.
It.
Thank you.
Already done. That's right.
I appreciate y'all. All right, we about to get it in. Make sure I didn't cut you off. What were you about to say, Ill?
Now I'm vibing out. No, everything's good.
Oh, that's what's up. All right, my spiritual brother in the building. All right, so what I'm about to do right now is slide in with Sleepwalker Prayer. Never heard this before, by Tim Jackson. Let's get it.
That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarette still got me, and I'm still burning joints. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke, about to choke. Trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Forgive us, we sell sin in these last days. Naked women in videos, cause ass pays. This point game, it's time that we appoint dames. To shake their ass to our record, shawty, do your thing. Don't you worry about hell's flames.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke, about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me, constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, because I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
While my nose is looking down, look at me now, hold the permanent fire. There was more that you wanted, but life became my opponent. Just wish you were around, wishes I never found. Feet cement the ground, I get it though. What you put out, you get feelings though. How can I cope since my heart is broke? Thinking I'm broke cause I could bridge a flow. But that meaning like season, I'm leaving in November. Be back by dinner, don't think they'll notice, they get an at ease. Tease me cause my heart is weak, then use the devil against me. Devil comes in forms we can't see, sneaking hard so comfortable. So I never sleep, love is inevitable. So I'll be back this week, back to the pain and stay surface. When I see your faces, what I'm hurting, I'm more certain it's you. with my lyric arrangement. You're too amazing from hell's basement. Look, G-Ma, we made it. We were craving much success. I'm aging in all distress, aiding all this pain, exporting all this pain to the far left. Lord rep, reputation of hard-headedness. Dying need a hard medicine. Wasn't ready for hard living. Without forgiveness, it's hard leverage over my God body and sin. Repetitive, with no end, don't see in heaven yet. Not forgetting if I leave, you'll be very sick. Cough up a long, sing a song, I'm not feeling it. Break out in songs in my palms, it's my gift. This what God is here. And if you decide to drop it this time, baby, it's fine. Love is a love if it's painless. Learning the hard way from being angry, getting angry. Probably the lack of daddy. Maybe the lack didn't back me, just drag me across the plains where the plane had flavor. Mama had it hard, but it made her. I didn't have it made, but it could change her. Laughing at the sky like you just got your weight up. Discovered a path I was written on paper. Even dreams take these tools to get paper. Aiming at the sky with my feet up. Taking all the skill, cause she lacked what's real. She looked for comfort with no heart to heal. Guess I'm ill if I'm here. They can't kill me from near. Only thing that I fear, I'm still in possession of the heart I kept tracking. Kept it next to me, kept tracking me. Only thing I'm moving on is my own.
For my homies in the wrong corner, stuck with a dilemma, trying to figure it all out. I'm back at it again to my pad and my pen, poking holes in the paper as I tack it again to the wall with the question, how did I actually win? It's been a battle swinger, but missing like attacking the wind. See, they know me round town as the one that put it down on the mic, snatching crowns, get distinguished with the sound. Everybody wanna meet ya, swear they wanna feature, but they plotting on the low to see how they gonna defeat ya. I peep game, then I sharpen my pen, coming up with the first line. I start with a sin, a lie, but the people eat it up, they want more of it. I'm tired of this freestyle and I'm getting bored from it, but I can't afford it cause I need the attention. Like if I don't go hard, they'll put me in detention. But did I mention all the tension that I get when I rhyme? They say, "Will, quit front and spit something one more time." This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. That's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey, you in the city, a sore thumb, and you know it. Painting pictures on these raps, yeah, you a poet, but you dumb it down, crayon rap. You telling short like God gave you the cup to drink, but you rap the poet, sharing the wealth that was meant for yourself. When you trying to make sure everyone is right, you get left way out of the picture. You never doubt if they with you, forgot about all the issues. Without a doubt, they won't miss you. Listen, all of the fake love you get is intuition, cause they wouldn't rock with you if you was the competition. And you know this, everyone is a locust, keep you off your focus, never asking who wrote this. So quote this, you when you got a gift, you don't sound the same. So when you try to follow the crowd, it goes down the drain, you drown it, man. Searching for love, you'll always be on the run. Real quick, let me do one more track and I'll be done. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. That's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be.
dog. I just wanna let you know. Tina, stay in your lane, man. Be that sore thumb. You just don't get your respect for it, homie. Don't follow the crowd. Just be you, man. It's like guys sculpting you too. I promise it's all gonna work out.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the Lyrical Cypher tonight. I know that I did. I look forward to checking back with you guys Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. We'd love to have you checking us out, listen to the show. If you feel comfortable getting on the mic, please feel free to do so. We call them all singers, rappers, poets, whatever your talent is. Call in. If you are a business owner, let us know so we can support your business. We hope to see you guys Saturday, July 30th at Illusions Open Mic Night featuring 13 of Nazareth. The doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30. The show is only $10, and for open mic talent, it's only $8. And it's at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Gotta be in the building. All right, you guys, I love you all. I'm encouraging you guys to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. And shoot, keep me in prayer too. I need it just like you do. Y'all have a great night. Love you all. Peace and blessings. Till then, next Tuesday, 9 o'clock. Peace.